Sugar and Spice and All Things Nice, written by Molly Sweeney, performed by Mark Desabrock.
Paul, are you and Josh exclusive? Is a weird thing to hear from a 9-year-old girl. Weird when you're sitting in a child-sized chair waiting for your slot at parents and carers evening. Where did you learn that phrase? YouTube. Fuck. Well, that's not something for you to worry about, sweetheart. The important thing is that Josh and I love each other very much. And the most important thing is that we love you very much. Now, it's okay to ask me and Josh about things you hear on YouTube, but you shouldn't ask anyone else. Except when you're older. Definitely ask people when you're older. At the beginning of the session, Miss Deegan obviously tries to say something nice about all the kids, and she starts with, "Cat is..." And then she does this face like, "Fuck, I am flying blind here. There must be something good about the kid." "Cat is very questioning." Not inquisitive, questioning. She asks questions to hear the answers. We're sitting in Nando's, her post-contact treat. "Does Mum love me? Get the extra hot one. She isn't good at buses, is she? Or which day is which? Does she get confused? Is that why she didn't come? Can I have a Coke?" We get home and she's on the other side of a sugar rush. I find her reading the storybook they wrote for her. Once upon a time, there was a family of bears. A little baby bear called Lily and a big sister bear called Cat. The big sister bear called Cat loved the little baby bear and used to help look after her. The two little bears had a mummy bear who loved them very much, but sometimes she let people in the house who were unkind and hurt mummy bear. It wasn't a safe place for the two little bears. So a wise judge bear had to make a very difficult choice. He had to choose where the two little bears should live. Because Cat had been such a good big sister, she often looked after Lily. But big sister bears should be having fun and learning things. So the wise judge bear decided that Lily would live with a new mummy and daddy bear. Now people are looking for a new bear family for Cat, and the two little bears will still see each other twice a year. She's too old for that story now. Soon she'll understand that little baby bears are a lot easier to get adopted when they don't come with a 5-year-old who has already been excluded from school. So, twice a year, we go into Hertfordshire and see Lily's new family. They are, in a word, Bowden. John Lewis. Sea Salt. You know, those posh raincoats. Nigel Slater. Lily's mum, Claudia, is the most aggressively thoughtful person you have ever met. You only have to cough and you've got tissues, herbal tea, your feet up on the sofa. Visiting them is always so awkward. Mostly, I think, because Claudia, and Ollie too, really, really don't want it to be awkward. Last time we went to this fair, and Kat was outraged because there were no rides or candy floss or, as she put it, anything that isn't boring. I'm not being rude, I'm just being real. It was boring. We're getting an ice cream, me and Claudia with the girls, while Ollie explains to Josh, at length, about the decision-making process behind Forest School over brownies. And Kat asks for chocolate and salted caramel. The woman says, "We'll have to ask Mom, won't we?" I'm holding Kat's hand. Kat looks at me and then looks at Claudia. Claudia says, too quickly, "I'm not Kat's mum, that's her dad." "He's not my dad." She's being factual. We're her Paul and Josh. Josh comes over then, and he puts his hand on my shoulder like, "Hello, please rescue me." And the woman says, "Oh." And then Claudia says very loudly, "Kat's very lucky because she's got two lovely dads." Oh, everyone, 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 this little girl here, she's different, which I think is great. On the way back to the train station, and Josh says I should have said something, and I say, "What did you want me to say? I mean, Jesus Christ." Kat's eyes are wide, and she is completely still. Her body is making 1,000 tiny judgments, preparing itself to run or hide or stand between us. I'm sorry, It's too hot, isn't it? I'm sorry too. It's okay, let's go home. It's Lily's fourth birthday, and so Claudia sends all the guests a list of present ideas. It's all wooden toys and picture books about women microbiologists and a kit to make a miniature yurt. She includes some links, and we look at the website, and I do that sound that my dad used to do. Whew. Claudia emails us just to say that we shouldn't worry about a present and that our presence is more than enough. We're not doing that badly. We can afford to give the kid a present. I'm in the big Asda with Kat, and it's late, and I'm not in the mood. I look through the water pistols and plastic tat to find something sufficiently Bowden-ish. Then I look round. She's disappeared. I hurry round the corner to the dressing up aisle. What is the rule about wandering off? Then I look at what she's holding. It's a princess dress. It's pink and flammable.
It's amazing!
It's a puffy pink monstrosity. It's put feminism back at least a decade. It's the most un-Bowden-ish thing you can imagine. I think that's a really good idea, but why don't we have a look and see all the options? So put that back and... What if someone else takes it, though? This is the only 4-5 dress. Well, this is the best present. Please. You know how Claudia sent that list. This isn't like the presents that Claudia...
Yeah, so all the other presents will be rubbish ones that Claudia thinks are good. And then this will be the best one, because it's fun.
It is fun. And I'm tired. So we go home. And Josh looks at the dress and bursts out laughing.
Oh, do you think we should warn her?
No, I want to see her face as she tries to pretend to like it. In the morning, we get the train up to Hertfordshire, and the journey from the station to the house suddenly seems too short.
Hello, it's lovely to see you. Oh, you look so smart, Kat. The grown-ups are sort of chilling out in here, and then the main bit of the party is in the playroom. It's sort of fairy-themed, I just... threw something together, bits of coloured paper and some fairy lights.
We go into the playroom. It looks beautiful. The children play sweetly, and there is a beautifully wrapped tower of presents in the corner on a table. Go on, Kat. Josh gestures to the table. Kat looks down at her scruffy trainers, the stain on her top. She puts her present right at the back. She watches Lily be a very gentle queen of the fairies. She goes with us back into the kitchen and listens to the grown-ups talk about schools, house prices, potholes. After a frankly interminable length of time, it's the present opening bit and we all gather round and coo appreciatively.
So, that's all of your lovely presents, says Claudia.
She's missed the one in the corner. Josh looks at her questioningly. And Claudia, the most thoughtful person in the world, says...
Oh, yes, maybe later?
I open my mouth, but Josh gets there first. He reaches over and puts the present in Lily's hands and smiles at Claudia in one smooth movement.
Okay then, okay. Sorry everyone, this is taking so long. Here's your last present, Lily, from Kat.
Lily gently opens the wrapping paper and the dress explodes onto the tasteful floor. Lily begins to scream. With joy. She starts to pull off her clothes.
I want to wear it now! You're wearing your party dress, sweet pea. It's a princess dress. It's better than a party dress. I'm sorry, Claudia, I'm just being real.
Lily pulls the dress over her head and she swirls around and says,
It's my best present!
And Kat just... Oh, she just beams.
It's your best present? I'm her best present. Josh, did you hear her say that?
I look at Claudia. Claudia looks at me.
Thank you so much, Kat. It's a lovely dress. You're such a kind big sister.
And later, on the train...
What was Lily's best present?
Just a minute, sweetheart. I'm...
Dad! What was Lily's best present?
Why are you crying?